This is remoteoffice.fm, the story behind coworking and the future of work, episode number 31. I'm your host, Lee Mahayati. Our guest today is Community and Events Manager, Energy Lab. Energy Lab is Australia's leading connector, incubator, accelerator, and hub for new businesses and technological initiatives in the clean tech industry. Let's hear more from Sarah LaCroix.
Thank you so much for joining Remote Office today. I'm very happy to have you in the show.
Thank you. No worries.
Before you got into co-working space, especially clean tech energy, could you tell us a bit more about your background?
Yes, sure. So I actually have not a classic background for co-working space, even though I'm not sure there's a classic background. I studied economics. My masters were in environmental and energy economics. So I was always interested in the environment and sustainability. Before I came to Australia, and then when I came to Australia, I started working in events, always around energy. And then that's when I joined Energy Lab last August.
Oh, quite new.
Yeah. Energy Lab launched in March.
What exactly the idea behind Energy Lab itself? Is it seeking solution for climate change?
Not only. So the idea of Energy Lab is really to help people want to innovate in the clean energy space. And it's more about helping the energy industry, which is living a complete revolution. We know that in 50 years, the energy industry will look nothing like it looks like today. And it's not just about climate change, but it's also really a technical progress, like engineering challenge. And what we want to do is to help the entrepreneurs who want to disrupt this industry and make it go forward with more clean energy solutions.
What exactly the challenge that the clean tech startup that talking to you, to Energy Lab?
So one of the biggest challenge in the energy industry is that it's a very regulated area. you could compare it to fintech in that extent. It's heavily regulated and mainly controlled by big utilities, and that's where Energy Lab is helping them. Energy Lab has partnered, our main sponsor is Origin Energy, which is one of the biggest utilities in Australia. So our role is to connect these entrepreneurs, these innovators with the big guys and help them work together to a brighter energy future and cleaner.
Cool. The design of the co-working space, is it include with infrastructure or the system or the tools to help clean tech energy startup build their product, or just a part of workspace?
So Energy Lab is part of the University of Technology Sydney. Our building is in the UTS, and so UTS is sponsoring us by giving us the space. So it's a beautiful heritage building where we are. So we don't have a workshop, but we're working on it. And we still try to do cool things. So we installed a smart meter, for example, to track our energy usage and try to optimize it. And we also used this data for some cool projects.
So you don't have some the tool that place above the roof for solar energy to put the energy for solar energy? No.
Unfortunately, no, we don't.
For now.
Not for now. This building is part of the university, so it's not really up to us, but we wish.
Maybe in the future.
Maybe in the future. That would be good. Yes.
About the benefit, besides the workspace and the membership, what else you offer to the member?
Is it, so, for, oh, sorry, I'll let you finish.
is it included with seed investment?
Yes, yeah, so for the startups, so Energy Lab is constructed as a hub. So we run the acceleration program, but we also run events and we also a co-working space. If you want to take part in our acceleration program, we provide seed funding for 50,000 Australian dollars to help companies get up and going. And part of that is we run a lot of workshops, connect them with mentors to really help them develop their idea, develop their project, and take it to the next stage.
What kind of mentorship you offer to start a founder?
So one of our founders both our founders actually are serial entrepreneurs. So they meet with the startups probably like once every 3 weeks, once a month to follow up with them, give them valuable contact. But we also have a full network of people working in renewable energy in Australia, either in like venture capital, banking, or utilities, or lawyers. And all this network can help our members and people in our acceleration program in particular to reach their goals and help them with specific aspects of the project.
Is it any requirement for every clean tech startup that come to the Energy Lab?
So there's an application process. So you have to apply, and then once you're selected, you can go through the acceleration program. but we also offer co-working space. So if you are at a stage where you already received seed funding from someone else, or if your startup has been more established, you can just rent a desk from us and you still have the advantage of living in a hub, I would say. Like we run a lot of events, so there's always some cool people working in clean energy that pass by and you can meet them and we connect you as well. So yeah, there's space for everyone.
If they're still in the business plan stage, can you have them also? Or
so for so we run like a different programs. We run internship programs for students who are interested in entrepreneurship but don't know where to start and didn't get experience. So we help them get experience in a startup in clean energy, so they can learn more about the sector and also about what does it entail to be an entrepreneur. It's not like all pink and flowers like you can imagine in movies. So hands-on experience with this. We run hackathons as well. It's a great way for us to have people come up with ideas, innovate, and find also potential co-founders if they already have an idea. And at the end of the hackathons, we help them, if they're interested, get their idea up and running. And for that, we run a springboard program. So the springboard program would be more of a pre-acceleration program, kind of a check-in workshop where we see where you're at, we see where you need to go before you can apply for the acceleration program, and we kind of like help you connect with the right people and tailor your application for later on. So we run a lot of different things.
What do you see from Energy Lab in 10 years or 5 years?
5 years? I'm not sure, but I hope that it will have had its role in bringing Australia to more clean energy. Energy in Australia is like still very coal intensive. So hopefully with some of the startups that came out of our acceleration program, we'll have some unicorns, I hope. and they will have had their effect on bringing Australia to 100% renewable.
It was lovely, our conversation today.
Thank you very much.
It was fantastic co-working story from Sarah. You can follow her on Twitter at EnergyLabAU. Likewise, you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode with Sico System.